Yeah, I suppose it's learning processes, actually, and you don't mind in the league, you know, figuring things out. This is a new team, and we still have to be very happy with the general play. We owned the ball at times, and certainly, you know, Monaghan had a big fear of our attacking threat and sat on deep, particularly in the second half when we had a bit of a breeze. But, yeah, I think the big thing for Donegal taking out of Oisin was when we went three up a bit, like we were down in Roscommon earlier in the year, and we sat deep and probably invited a goal opportunity on. I think when you're three up, it's not enough. We need to push on, go 4 or 5. We were much better than Monaghan. We need to go into that zone where we have a good lead before we sit so deep. And I think that was a lesson coming out of yesterday. Maybe work the score. Even at three up, there's a few pot shots. A couple of people having goals and goals when we should have worked the ball and tried to get that 4 or 5 point lead. And then, you know, people can have a goal, goals in. But until we got that lead, we were never safe. And as I say, we get undone with a penalty then in the last minute.
And I suppose a lot of these young men have played a lot of football in recent weeks as well. It's a very busy period when you take in what the seniors are playing and then these young under-21 players as well, Brendan.
Yeah, massive. I mean, the amount of guys coming on and off there, I was just thinking between the replay. I mean, that Tyrone game, of course, went to extra time. And the 21s, and then, you know, you had the game last week, and then you had the replay. So, yeah, a lot of football going on. The hot day there yesterday, but very fast-playing pitch there in Ballyshannon. You know, nobody feels it very now, but Donegal, we're moving around a great pace, but certainly a few tired limbs, I'd say, last night, and, you know, they got to dust themselves off and go Wednesday night again.
Yeah, and the next game, of course, is against Mayo, a match that Donegal, as we know, are very well capable of winning on the road and heading to McHale Park.
Yeah, you know, Donegal, I suppose, after, you know, the so-sad to Kerry, which, you know, there's obvious reasons for that, have been playing very consistently, playing well, but the rest of the league, I can't figure out what's going on in the games. Like, we're bemused to performance against us, you know, or albeit we were brilliant on the night. You know, and then, you know, you look at Cavan, that Cavan team we played off the park, I thought that's them gone. They've a brilliant result down in Mayo, and then yesterday put it up to Kerry as well. So I would have thought when Cavan beat Mayo, I thought, God, you know, that Mayo team's gone. Then they turn around and go and beat Tyrone in a tight encounter yesterday. So, you know, you keep thinking that this Mayo team's coming to their end, and they keep surprising us. So, yeah, it's been an intriguing game. Well, Donegal really want to shape up against Dublin. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'm sure most of the young lads will be chomping at the bit to get into Croke Park if they have a go at them. But maybe in terms of if we met them later on in the summer, from our own perspective, it might be better if we waited and played them in Championship, you know.
You mentioned Tyrone there. Back-to-back defeats for Mickey Hart's side. It's not that worrying of a time for Tyrone. They're still sitting in a good position in the league, and if results are favourable towards them and they get the one in their final game, which is down in Tralee against Kerry, the O'Neill County could find themselves back at Croke Park, Brendan.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Oisin, your scoring seems to be a big issue with them. You know, it certainly was an issue against ourselves, and yesterday they got 15 wide, 3 in the keeper's hands, and I think they lost Sludden early on. He's been an integral player. They had a black card. He was shaping up, having a big battle with Lee Keegan. So, you know, scoring is a big issue for them. And, you know, I think they certainly, you know, have taken a dip in the last couple of games compared to how they were shaping up. A lot of people were saying, was this the one team that could take on the Dubs? And they do love playing Dublin. But certainly, I think, putting the ball over the bar, and I think they've only got one goal in the league as well, big issues for them going forward. And, yeah, they'll be looking for a good performance to finish off the league.
Let's touch on Derry. Worrying times for the Oakleaf County and Damien Barton's side, suffering defeat at the hands of Cork yesterday. They're on the verge of relegation, but they can pull themselves out of it. They need a big win against Fermanagh this weekend and hope that other results go their way. There is still a lifeline there for the O'Neill County and staying in the second tier of the league, Brendan.
Yeah, I think it's important to them, Oisin. I don't think Derry need to go down to Division 3. You know, it's looking at the stats going on the game earlier yesterday, Oisin, they were conceding an average of 20 points, which is hard to believe, particularly for an Ulster team, you know. And there yesterday is exactly that. Cork rack up 20 points. I mean, you should not be conceding that. And, you know, every team now, Oisin, based on defence first, and then get that, be solid at the back, and go and counter-attack and trying to open up teams still in. You go nowhere by doing all-out attack because too many teams will pick you off. And I think until Barton starts to get some defensive shape, and I know the South Neil lads were back yesterday and it took them a few days to get into it, but they need to sit and listen. Everybody's doing it. There's no massive miracle science to it. You get men behind the ball, and you make it difficult for teams to score and concede 20 a game. You know, Derry's going nowhere at the moment with that stuff.